A soldier called Keith McDowell was in the went to Gallipoli to serve his country, like thousands of others did. He survived, and he came home, and he brought with him some souvenirs. They were the pine cones from the Lone Pine at Gallipoli. He died in 1932, and his descendants and his family harvested the seeds from the pine cone to see if they'd germinate, and they did. And they germinated several trees, little saplings, seedlings, I should say. One was planted at the Melbourne Shrine of Remembrance, grew into a magnificent tree, was a landmark at the Melbourne Shrine. And people used to love looking at this tree because it is grown from the seed of the Gallipoli pine. In 2005, I think it was, a major storm, and it was probably towards the end of its natural life. It was badly damaged in the storm, big branch fell off, and they could see it was dying, so the decision was made to take it out. Quite a sad decision. And Andy Allen, who was a friend of mine, is the chief luthier for the Maton Guitar Company. And he, just out of sheer love for the Anzacs, wanted to make a statement about the war. And he made a guitar from the timber that he harvested that. It's called the Peace Guitar. It's a statement about war and peace. And the original purpose of that guitar was to be donated, and it has been accepted by the Melbourne Shrine of Remembrance, where it'll be put there on permanent display, behind glass doors, under security. I played it, and I said to Andy, this guitar is so beautiful, it should be heard. And he kindly lent it to Vince Brophy and I for our first concert on the Anzac on the Wall. And the public reaction was amazing. People just wanted to look at it and touch it and take photographs of it.
Jim, describe the soldier and how it's made, and describe the guitar.
Yeah, the guitar is really, it's the face of it is the Lone Pine. That's the face that you see of the guitar. It's surrounded by blackwood from the Otway Forest, beautiful fiddleback grain, best grain you can get. Now, he chose the best for it. Then he's a beautiful craftsman. He inlaid it with mother of pearl, and if you see on the fretboard, there's the soldier at rest with the rifle down, and underneath the words, lest we forget. And then in the hole on the acoustic hole on the face of the guitar, inlaid the ode, going down of the sun. In the morning, we will remember them. There's also a Southern Cross put there. And it's a beautiful piece of woodwork, let alone, but when you play this instrument, I think he was pleasantly surprised because a Aleppo pine from which the guitar face is made is not known as an instrumental pine. We said to Andy, could we please take this away? Because we're doing a concert in Tamworth. Can we take the Lone Pine guitar on its last journey, possibly, to Tamworth? So we've brought it here and people will hear this instrument and hopefully, like me, agree, and Vince might too, that it should not be locked away. It should be on the road, and people should look at it because it inspires the memory of Gallipoli, which is what the whole purpose of it is.
Vince, when you first heard the guitar played, what did you think?
Oh, look, as a guitarist, I was knocked out with it. I was quite surprised because I knew that, you know, that, I mean, the Aleppo pine, a pine for a guitar top is, you know, I mean, you shouldn't really have it. You should have spruce.
And why is that? What quality does it not have or supposedly not have?
Oh, the quality, I can't actually tell you what it should have, but the quality it should have is spruce, you know, as I said, either spruce or, you know, some other timber that's going to be resonant with the rest of the timbers that you're going to use, because all the timbers are used in sympathy of each other. The blackwood back and sides that you see on the guitar are, it's really, you really get a very sharp sound out of it, you know, and also has a lovely bass resonance in it as well. So
Andy Allen is regarded globally as one of the best guitar makers in the world, and he put his heart and soul into this. He was genuinely surprised when he put it together and put strings on it, and he says, this is beautiful. I never thought it would sound, he thought it was going to sound awful.
Jim Brown is with me and Vince Brophy talking about a beautiful guitar crafted from a piece of a lone pine, which originated, I suppose, is generations from an original piece of the lone pine brought back from Gallipoli. Now, it features as part of a concert, the Anzac on the Wall concert.
Indeed.
So we put
it's
music to that fabulous poem. Is there a certain amount of pressure when you're putting music to something that stands alone like that poem?
Yeah.
That's part of the joy of what Vince and I have done. I've always had this belief that poetry, the spoken word, is a form of music. It's got rhythm, it's got rhyme, like songs have. And it's great if you can get a sympathetic blending with it to enhance the mood of the lines. And Vince is brilliant at that. He's you know, internationally known as a musician, and lucky for me, he's put his heart and soul into this too. And some of the stuff he's written to go with when I'm doing a poem, it's just astonishingly good. They would stand by themselves as musical tracks.
It's been an amazing journey writing the songs for it. We've just finished a new one, which we've just given a bit of a showcasing down at Howdy's place where we're staying, and it's called The Anzac Dance. And I always kind of figure this beautiful tune that Jim's got is just a fabulous waltz. And I kept saying to him, look, we need a lyric for this. We need a lyric. And he looked at me, he looked me in the eye and he said, write it. Okay, Jim.
And he did.
I did.
At the mechanics, all their dancing, it was a bring a play too. With babies in baskets on the tables, folks from here to Timbuktu. We were dancing, laughing and making a din, to the heel-toe polka and the pride of Erin, to the banjo, guitar and saxophone, drums and a beat of piano. Then the band played an old 3/4, a tune I'd not heard before. I asked, dancing by, what's the name of the tune by chance? Can't say that I know, he explained, but it's something we've always played. They say it came here from the Great War. The old folks love this refrain. It's the Anzac Waltz they dance from Gallipoli to France.